so much of today's heroin problem is due, in my judgment, to yesterday's overprescribing of opiate substances.
Leading experts in medicine and law enforcement agree with the U.S. Attorney for Western New York, William Hochul, on this.
Naloxone or hydrocodone is synthetic heroin. Doctors had the right to prescribe them for legitimate medical purpose, but unfortunately, in some cases, profit motives clouded their judgment, and they became drug dealers in lab coats.
A University at Buffalo study found 3 in 4 people in treatment for heroin used prescription opioids first. Shannon, 31 years old, became addicted through drugs from the family medicine cabinet.
I started OxyContins when I was 14, became physically dependent by the time I was 15, and switched to heroin by the time I was 17, probably. So yeah, it's been a long time.
In an effort to disrupt the pathway to addiction, state lawmakers created iStop, or the Internet System for Tracking Over Prescribing. The laws went into effect in 2013 and require doctors to register and track prescriptions before writing a new script for a patient. The Department of Health says the measures help decrease the total number of opioid prescriptions by nearly 9%. Sam Quiñones is a former LA Times reporter who's covered the growth in heroin abuse nationwide. In his book Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic, Quiñones explains the 90s saw an increase in prescriptions for opioid painkillers. He says most doctors prescribed in good faith, believing marketing from Purdue Pharma that described OxyContin as less addictive.
The way this starts is basically because a lot of doctors buy into the idea that these are we no longer run a risk of addicting our patients if we use them to treat pain. And, you know, in some cases, in a lot of cases, they were right. People did. People could use these without much risk. The problem is there were a whole bunch of people who they couldn't prescribe them to risk-free, and these people got addicted, and there was a huge amount of collateral damage.
Dr. Richard Blondell oversees the University at Buffalo Addiction Medicine Program. He says the best approach is to prevent people from becoming addicted in the first place by educating physicians and communities about addiction. He confirms the clear connection between painkillers and heroin.
So if we let the healthcare system create drug addicts and then discharge them from the healthcare system, the dealers in the illicit marketplace will be right there.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman sees iStop as part of the solution. He wants the federal government to go further to curtail the proliferation of prescription opioids.
And also the federal government spends hundreds of billions of dollars paying for people's health care, so they buy the oxycodone, and then our tax dollars have to cover the treatment, so we get hit on both ends.
For a national perspective, a 2013 report by the Health and Human Services Inspector General found more than 700 general care physicians with questionable prescribing practices. Shannon has been in successful treatment for her long-term addiction for 2 years. She wishes more people realize the risks associated with narcotic pain medication.
You start with not supervising your kids in the medicine cabinet, you know, and leaving stuff around. They start stealing Vicodin, and eventually it's going to lead to heroin. It's just, I mean, not every case ends up like that, but most people that I know that are addicted to heroin, that's how they started. You know, it was like rifling through their parents' medicine cabinet.
All provisions of the iStop laws, including the delayed requirement for all prescriptions to go electronic, will go into effect March 27th, 2016. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WBFO News.